Random House Audio presents MWF Seeking BFF, My Year-Long Search for a New Best Friend by Rachel Birchie. Read for you by Annie Wood. Only connect. That was the whole of her sermon. Only connect the prose and the passion, and both will be exalted, and human love will be seen at its height. Live in fragments no longer. E. M. Forster, Howard's End, 1910. Penny. What's up with Ichabod? Leonard. Oh, he's trying to make a new friend. Penny. Well, good for him. Leonard. Unless he makes one out of wood like Geppetto, I don't think it's going to happen. The Big Bang Theory, 2009. Introduction. I've known my two best friends since I was 10 and 14. Sarah was in the bunk next door to me at summer camp. She had chubby cheeks and came from Manhattan. Someone asked her once if she heard gunshots a lot. She had beauty products by Faith Stockholm and effortlessly cool stationery. She was allowed to walk alone around Greenwich Village. I guess we were friendly enough that summer. It was 17 years ago. Who can remember? What I do know is that sometime during the following school year, Sarah called out of the blue and invited me to her family's country house for the weekend. That's the defining moment for me. Callie sat across from me during a math placement test for the high school where we'd be new kids that September. She wore saddle shoes, a term I didn't even know, and a short skirt. She was funky, I thought. She once stopped jabbering with a kid she clearly knew about their school play, and I learned later her starring role in Alice in Wonderland. The best friendships grew naturally, as they do when you're thrown together in relationship breeding grounds like high school and summer camp. They were my bridesmaids. On the night, or I guess morning.